What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And the lines are loaded up right now. We're talking about property taxes. And I got an email that says, another thing they do in states like California where Prop 13 prevents increasing property taxes is they simply invent new taxes that gather the difference and call some things like utility taxes, even though property taxes are supposed to cover those utilities. And the writer then goes on to say, this is why cities are so vindictive against people going off grid and disconnecting from utilities, because it means the government is losing money. And that's all citizens are apparently good for at this point. Okay, let's go to Don in Iowa. Aloha, welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, there's an old saying, they're going to get you one way or another. Now, that guy in Texas, he doesn't have to pay income tax in Texas.
I think Washington State, when we lived in Washington State, there was no state income tax.
Yeah, there's a few states with no state income tax. There's five states with no property tax. Oregon, Montana, I'm looking on my computer, Oregon, Montana, Alaska, New Hampshire, and Delaware. But see, they're going to, those like Oregon has high income tax. So that guy in Texas, yeah, he doesn't have to pay. I thought about going down there. Some people retire down there for because they have no state income tax, but then the property tax is going to get you unless you just rent.
So well, that's the way it is. Now, wait a minute. Renters pay property tax indirectly because the landlord isn't going to just eat that increase. That's why people are concerned that they're talking about a major property tax increase because of the light rail, because the rents will be driven up by it.
Right. But I guess Alaska is really the best place if you're obsessed with taxes, because they have no property tax or income tax. Because they have their money
from the oil companies,
from the oil, well, Alaska permanent fund dividend. In fact, they pay you to live there, but then real estate is expensive.
That's very surprising, considering how much room there is up there. But
it's all owned by the federal government. There's hardly any private land in Alaska. That's a problem. It's all national forest.
Again, the enclave clause in. The Constitution, the federal government is not allowed to own any land other than what's under federal buildings and federal infrastructure like harbors and airports and designated military bases. Did they designate all of Alaska as a military base?
I remember when that happened. They just basically made it all national forest, just like, most of the West, a lot of it is national forest land, too. That's what they did. So you can't buy it. You can go up there and camp out. Some people go in the National Forest and have mining claims or something, or they live illegally. Yeah. But anyway, those are the five states. Delaware, no property tax. New Hampshire, no property tax. Alaska, Montana.
Well, every time somebody talks about, is this tax too high, this tax too low, are these people taxed too much, are these people getting away with taxes, and yes, the wealthy skew the system where they're paying less taxes. But the real answer is all the taxes are simply too high. The government is too big. Right. We are, to use the business term, management heavy. Because along with obviously the president and the Congress, we've got all these bureaucracies and all these agencies, and they're all growing and bloating, and they're all protected by federal hiring laws. Yeah, I mean, remember
TSA,
one of the things,
they could eliminate the whole TSA, and it would be a good thing
It would certainly be great for us here in Hawaii, because it has really hammered our tourism.
It used to be fun. I can remember it used to be fun to fly. Can you remember that?
Claire says exactly the same thing. I used to love to fly. It's just such a pain in the neck right now. But unfortunately, we're in an island in the middle of the ocean. We have to fly to get anywhere. Otherwise, we have to walk, take a step, come up for air, take a step, come up for air. That takes a little while to get out there. But the reality is that we are management heavy, And a lot of these agencies duplicate each other. Look at what's come out about the CIA and the NSA's cyber warfare divisions. They basically duplicated each other's works, you know, at the cost, twice the staff. And there are too few Americans left to support this entire structure.
Just a huge morass of BS. OSHA is an example. OSHA, they got all kinds of rules, and they just enforce. They come up with more rules so they can protect their job by having more rules, enforcing more rules.
Yes.
So, you know, I live in a small town here, but they have these damn little backhoe or something, you know, now has to be made with that, you know, that beeper when they're in reverse.
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, this is a town of less than 100 people live here, you know, and nobody's going to get run over with that guy going in reverse, but he has to make that noise because the federal government says so.
Yeah.
That's just one example.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's rather ridiculous. Again, a lot of these agencies aren't even really doing the job they're supposed to be doing. The Securities and Exchange Commission, I mean, they just look the other way while Bernie Madoff with the loot was ripping off his own customers and investors. Minerals Management Service was looking the other way while the Deepwater Horizon blowout preventer was being neglected for 4 years. It just goes on and on and on, where these government agencies supported by your tax dollars are, in effect, working hand-in-hand with the very corporations they're supposed to be maintaining oversight on. And so it is. It's a huge, huge corrupt system. Anyway, listen, Don, got to let you go. We're going to switch to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know if you talked about for a minute before about Trump's statement about saving money on the embassy.
Yes.
But I was, InfoWars brought out the fact that this guy,
Hello?
Philip Mudd.
Okay.
Was the head of some kind of an analyst, head of the anti-terrorism unit to something, the CIA, and also managed to weasel his way into the FBI, too, take over that. This guy actually made a threat after that, and an interesting statement, too, on CNN. He said, first of all, he threatened Trump's life. He said, somebody from the government is going to kill him. Okay, I believe, my own opinion is Donald Trump should have ordered the Secret Service over that CNN right there and then and hauled this clown away in handcuffs. He actually was asked by, I think the guy's name is Tapper, the reporter, and, you know, did he really mean it? And he gave some song and dance. But it sounds to me like he really meant it. I'm going to replay the thing on YouTube later.
All right,
we'll
send that.
He made an interesting statement. But even more, he also said that the CIA that admitted that a lot of these employees there by the State Department and the embassy are CIA agents. He said,
oh, yeah.
And this puts
a
lot of officers out of work and stuff like that. I can't believe he actually admitted that. And I started wondering about the Ayatollah Khomeini when he took the hostages that time and said they're all a bunch of spies. Evidently, he had a point. This is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's very common. And it's not just the United States. I mean, it's kind of like
that.
This nudge-nudge, wink-wink understanding that your diplomatic personnel in your embassy, that many of them are intelligence operatives, and of course that's why they are constrained within a certain distance of the embassy. They're not allowed to just run all over the country. And yeah, when they go on out, they're being watched and followed by the security services of that country to try and keep things down. But it's sort of we won't bother your agents if you don't bother our agents kind of a deal. And so I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What?
I'm sorry. He actually came out and admitted something like this. That's really incredible, you know?
It's not like it wasn't known. It's not like it wasn't known. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to let you go. And I got to do some news here. I got to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. getting on back to the economic news here, we have got a statement from Janet Yellen. There will be no new crisis in my lifetime, and that is a red flag warning, because if you go back and you look at the crash of 29 or the crash of 07 or 2008, it was always preceded by somebody in a position, you know, making a statement to the effect, oh, it can't happen with our modern banking system. There's always been a classic case of famous last words just before it all came apart. Now, today, the stock market recovered a little tiny bit from the dump yesterday. So the plunge protection team has massaged the market. So investors have their usual Friday happy ending to relax over the weekend with. But it gets very, very nerve-wracking when somebody like Yellen says, oh, there's never going to be another crisis. Just go on investing. Give your money to the bank and the stock market. We're in good condition here. Just yesterday, I was talking about how much money the U.S. Post Office is losing and said, get ready for a rate increase. And boy, I hate being right all the time, because according to this article out of Russia Today, the U.S. Postal Service is calling for price increases amid their record losses. So, yeah, time to buy up those forever stamps, as many as you can, and put them away, because they're about to get a lot more expensive. One company that's not doing well in the stock market is JCPenney. Their shares have hit an all-time low. They were attempting a turnaround to basically recover from their little part of retailmageddon, and it has failed. And so JCPenney joins that list of iconic American retailers who may not be with us all that much longer. And I'm sure right now all of these retailers like JCPenney and Sears and the rest, they're out there trying to secure financing, saying, don't worry, this year is going to be a great Christmas shopping season. We've already started and it's August. And they've been saying that for the last 7-8 years. And it's abysmal. I mean, by the time Christmas gets here, it won't be decorations. It'll be decor. It's tacky. We do not have money, and no, we are not going to go back to those plastic cards. Because living on debt is what has ruined so many people and the country itself. Apparently, everybody's going on with Trump made a comment about locked and loaded, and everybody's saying, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well, we all know what locked and loaded means. It means he's ready to pull the trigger. And that, of course, according to China, will get us into conflict with China. Death to the yuan. See, this is going to work out well after all. Now, the other day, we were talking about how many refugees here in the United States who are now worried about being deported under Trump's new immigration policy are going across the border into Canada. And Canada had converted a sports stadium into temporary housing. And then yesterday they were reporting on how the Canadian Army is building a shelter camp. But apparently so many refugees are going across the border into Canada. Canada is now sending soldiers to their own border to stop the migrants. Maybe they could arrange to get a build one wall, get a second wall free deal, so that there'll be one along Mexico and one along Canada. Or you could just sort of bait all the grizzly bears to be along that border. Now, apparently, there are roughly 235,000 refugees and migrants stranded on Libyan shores who are desperate to continue on to Italy by sea. And the United Nations envoy to Libya is basically warning of an imminent new influx to Europe. Italy, of course, does not want 235,000 more refugees. They don't know what to do with the ones they've got. But apparently UN envoy to Libya Martin Kobler said in an interview with the Italian newspaper La Stampa, they're just waiting for an opportunity to depart for Italy, and they're going to do it. Amazing. Apparently, there was a little bit of a surprise. A lot of migrants are now entering Europe through Spain. And apparently, there was a video on one of the Spanish beaches, people just out there having fun swimming, sunbathing. And all of a sudden, this boat full of migrants just comes on up. And they described it as the migrants storming the beach. So that's the new vector into Europe here. This is a little bit sick, I think. Political correctness run amok. Apparently, and this is over in RIMF.com, a lot of sex abuse committed by refugees, it turns out it's not even being reported because women and children who are being abused, when they try and say, hey, I was abused by this person, immediately all the other migrants and refugees scream, you're being a racist, you're being a racist, you're being a racist. And it's reached the point where a lot of people are just putting up with the abuse. And they're afraid of being called racist, and they are being shunned into silence. It's like what Israel tries to do when they scream anti-Semite. Somebody may be saying the truth about what's going on between Israel and Palestine, or Israel and Syria, and Israel and Gaza, and Israel just says, oh, you're an anti-Semite. And the chorus of voices comes on in, oh, you're an anti-Semite. And the new one, of course, is racist. It's getting overused. You talk about anybody doing anything, and oh, you're just saying that because you're a racist. It's amazing. All right, little bit of disturbing news, and this is from the category of I did tell you this was going to happen. Former President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are already working on plans to campaign for Democrats in 2018. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. They're good campaigners that want to go on out there. The problem is the Democrats aren't very happy about it because right now the party is leaderless and it's looking for a direction they can go in that will build support, and Democratic candidates, congressmen, mayors, governors, they're worried that Obama and Clinton are going to try and basically hijack the Democratic Party and change its direction, probably even further along this whole liberal New World Order, open borders, political correct nonsense, which helped so many of them lose last election. And it's amazing. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has one scandal, and she's out of politics. Hillary Clinton has scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and she's still going wrong. Like the ever-ready rabbit, just boom, 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 walking around. Okay, let's talk about some computer independent media issues. Interestingly enough, we're starting to see this major and quite open and visible move by the major social media to impose censorship on the independent media. And is everything okay? Okay. So there's this article here where Google is becoming the engine of censorship. And they're out there now saying openly they're going to protect their users from fake news. And Google is now admitting that the established mainstream sources will be given priority and the low-quality information will be relegated to the bottom of the search results. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Regarding North Korea, apparently Susan Rice is out there with a very relaxed, casual attitude saying the U.S. can tolerate nuclear weapons in North Korea. And yeah, as long as we're not planning to invade them, North Korea is not going to have a reason to use them. So I'm very surprised and gratified that Susan Rice is starting to act like the voice of reason here. So we're talking about computers, we're talking about social media censorship, where Google is basically openly admitting that when you search a topic, that you will get the corporate media first, and then everything else way down on the search list, which could be 5, 6, 7, 8 pages in. Now, there's a little trick that you can do, and that is you can put in a search topic, and then you type S-I-T-E colon, followed by one of your favorite independent media outlets, such as whatreallyhappened.com, and you will get a list of pointers to these articles from that web page that will get you to the independent media view on a story. That's the workaround on that one. Meanwhile, over at YouTube, they are just doing a sweeping crackdown on independent media. Anybody who is not towing the U.S. government line, anybody who's pro-Trump, anybody who's pro-Palestinian, they're just pulling the plug on monetization. Now, in my case, it doesn't affect us because YouTube has never allowed Claire's music videos to be monetized. And if you've seen her music videos, there really isn't anything all that controversial or offensive about them. It's just another way for the deep state to say, booga, 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 we don't like you. But apparently Paul Joseph Watson over at InfoWars is being hit by this. And he's saying they're cracking down on anybody supporting Donald Trump. They don't want anybody out there to push back when the attempt to push Trump out of the White House starts to happen. Apparently, Diamond and Silk were also hit with demonetization. We Are Change apparently is being purged. Free Thought Project spoke to Radowski, and it turns out all of his videos have been demonetized. So, yeah, the war between the corporate media and the independent media is out there in the open now. And that's why we have that little beg on the break that our advertisers are being harassed and threatened. Our servers are being attacked. Mine is under constant attack. They try and jam BAMUser. It really is InfoWar. Didn't mean to infringe trademark here. And unfortunately, one of the best browsers everybody has is Firefox, which is pretty good. But apparently Mozilla is now joining George Soros' efforts against fake news. And they are adding so-called fact-checking software to their browser. Now, it's not really fact-checking software. It's checking the content of an article against the established, recognized, authoritative view, which is not necessarily the same thing. But you need to understand in the mind of a statist, a fact is what the official view is. Oh, these are the facts. Humans are warming the earth. These are the facts. Russia interfered with the election. That's what they mean by a fact. Has nothing to do with truth. Over on the Android App Store, and boy, am I glad I got Claire off that nightmare phone. But apparently they've been doing a search following a couple of recent scandals, and they have found more than 1,000 apps infected with spyware on the Android App Store. All this money to block independent media, nobody cares about all the scammers going on out there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. Chris from Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Michael. And I think your leader song coming back into the program was totally appropriate. You want to be a pirate. I had just got off the telephone with a internet security company that I had purchased about a month ago and just got around to installing. Shall I say the name?
Sure.
McAfee. They were very helpful, ran a lot of scans on the computer, but then they got around to the end after they inspected all the potential dangers in my computer, and they manifested that I had been attempted to be hacked by so-called Chinese hackers. Mm-hmm. I quickly told the guy I suspected it was probably CIA hackers masking themselves with IPS addresses from Chinese or Russians or other groups they wanted to frame the blame on, and cover up the CIA or other hack squads, FBI, or whoever's hacking them. their special hack squads. And then they suggested that I needed to spend $600 for a year or $1,700 for lifetime. And then when I told them I was a senior with limited income, they cut it in half. But they wanted me to send the money fast. And I told them that sounded like an extortion attempt, but that I would try to do something. But under their threats that I could be vulnerable to hacks from China.
That's high pressure sales techniques. And unfortunately, more and more companies are using them. Obviously, as you know, John McAfee doesn't own the company anymore. We've seen, you know, throughout the years, these little pop-ups that'll come up. Oh, your machine's been infected. Call us, and we will help you clean up the mess. Or there'll be demo versions of anti-malware products that will do a scan and say, oh, you've got 15 million problems on your thing. Send us the money to activate your license, and they're come on. I'm surprised a company of the size and stature of McAfee is using those tactics. Again, it does feel it's like a high pressure sales attempt. It doesn't really sound to me like a real careful analysis of what you did. It's always best to have a couple of overlapping systems, and there's a lot of free stuff out there that you can use. In fact, I think Kaspersky just put out a free version. It's obviously the low end of their product spectrum, but it's a free version for students or for people like yourself, seniors on limited income. SpyBot Search and Destroy, Malware Bytes, and of course the native security inside whatever operating system that you have as well. But I got to tell you that push from McAfee, it feels like high pressure sales and not much else.
Well, I had observed the same concerns myself. I had had an unfortunate experience a couple nights ago. I had to go out for a little bit. I locked my computer off before I left. I came back in, turned it on, and immediately was assaulted with a message from Microsoft claiming it was urgent. I contacted them right away. I think that was what was called the WannaCry virus that infected over 500,000 or 5 million computers. And so I shut down immediately, turned it back on. No deleterious effects I could find, although that's probably when that script claiming to be from China was put into my computer. And I observed that.
Again, this idea, these pop-ups, you got to call Microsoft now because, again, you got to be careful. The number that you're calling, they'll pretend to be Microsoft. It doesn't really go to Microsoft.
Well, that was my suspicion, and I'm not real internet savvy, but I'm pretty sophisticated in smarting out fraud, and that's what I expected it to be. I shut it off immediately, but I had actually purchased this McAfee program from Office Max store about a month ago, and
yes,
just got around to putting it in, but it was a lost leader. I think it was only like an extra $5 to add it on to get this full protection, but it looked to me like, after the fact, a trap to suck you in and do the bait and switch and try to sell you up to the high-priced product.
Yes, very much so.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate you letting me chat in today, and be blessed.
Well, thank you very much for that. We're going to let you go here. And, again, we're seeing all this money that's being spent in development to protect the world from fake news, and yet nobody seems to take the problem of scammers, cybercrime, telemarketers very seriously. It's just another excuse to sell you a product that otherwise you wouldn't need. So, anyway, now let's get back on down to human-caused global warming. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. And as you know, Al Gore's mockumentary, Inconvenient Sequel, has not done very well at the box office. Despite the rave reviews prior to release, the reviews following real people getting to see this thing have not been good at all. It's about 15th box office, and when you see some of the other things that beat it out, you'll understand how bad that is. It's made about $1 million. They're not even going to recover their original production costs. But they're still out there pushing human-caused global warming. Corporate media is talking about the heat wave that's all over Central Europe. They're not talking about all the European countries. that are actually experiencing below normal temperatures. And it's snowing in the Alps right now, this being August here. But somebody did a BBC radio interview with former Chancellor Nigel Lawson, who came on out and said there has not, in fact, been any global warming. In point of fact, temperatures have slightly declined over the past 10 years. And, of course, immediately all the scientists and media people who have been on this global warming thing are out there saying, oh, that's simply not true. How dare you not believe us? But, again, remember back in March of 2000, they were out there saying snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Boy, they certainly blew that call, didn't they? But they're still out there, and whether they think they're going to make money with this thing, or they're still being paid by Al Gore's people to push this, or they're just trying to salvage what's left of their credibility and their reputation, they're still out there making this claim. And apparently, in response to the complaints over this Nigel Lawson interview, BBC followed up with a story, U.S. report confirms 2016 as the warmest year on record. And if you can't believe the country that told us all Saddam had nuclear weapons, who can you trust? Now, the reality is that all of this temperature data has been exposed as being rigged. The raw data does not support claims of warming or the warmest year. 1936 is the warmest year on record. But analysts have looked at the data from NASA, NOAA, Hadley Climate Research Unit. It's all adjusted upward. And the excuse given is it's a statistical correction. Oh, what are you correcting for? Well, we know the world is warming. The data isn't showing it. We've got to change the data. It's called Zen science. You draw the curves and then you plot your data points. It's a fraud. And by the way, as of right now, despite the media claims about the broiling summer in Great Britain, utilities are already confirming 3 out of every 10 families in Great Britain have already switched on the heating going into the fall. Now, obviously, here in Hawaii, with the sun overhead, our days are very warm. In fact, it is 89 degrees outside right now. But at night, it is really getting very, very cool, which is great because Claire will snuggle up to me. Scientists are getting ready to start deploying some of these new genetically engineered critters using this CRISPR gene editing technology. Now, remember, it wasn't all that long ago that they discovered that using this CRISPR gene editing tool was changing other parts of the genome far away from the target. And supposedly, they have come up with these protein wrappers, coatings, whatever, that limit this, but it's still not totally 100% accurate. But they're already out there making these things and releasing them. And apparently, scientists have embarked on a project to change the social behavior of ants. I don't know what they think they're going to accomplish. The ants show up and make you a picnic lunch. I'm not sure what the goal here is. But that's what they're trying to do. Now, another story, this coming out of Harvard, where geneticist Dr. George Church has announced that the first organ transplants from pigs to humans could take place in just 2 years because they're using this gene editing to create these genetically altered pigs so that their internal organs are compatible with the human biochemistry and can be transplanted without rejection. And it sounds like a really good idea, but I am very concerned with the obvious recklessness some of this stuff is being done with. I think we have a right to be concerned. And here's a good example. There is a new FDA-approved hepatitis B vaccine. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And apparently, now that it's actually being put into use, it's discovered that this vaccine will increase the risk of heart attack in patients who are given this vaccine by 700%, means seven times. And yet, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter are still banning any talk that this hepatitis B vaccine might be dangerous. Now, this comes under the category of, have these poor people not suffered enough? Apparently, they're still digging around the Fukushima disaster site, trying to find out where some of that radioactive material went. And they came across an unexploded bomb from World War II. Whoopsie. So now they're going to have to deal with that one. Yesterday, August 10th, was the anniversary of another radioactive disaster at Chasma Bay. This was a nuclear submarine base in Russia's Far East. And they had an Echo 2 submarine. Apparently they were doing maintenance on it. The hull was open, and a large boat passing by spilled water into the reactor and caused all the fuel rods to basically go critical. It's called a cold water accident. And there was basically a chain reaction and led to an explosion and a massive release of radioactivity. And ultimately, they turned it into a nuclear waste dump. They couldn't clean it up. They couldn't recover from it. And maybe that's what they should be doing with Fukushima, since that's what's going on there. But the government of Japan is already trying to get people to move back into the area. You know, rebuild the houses that were destroyed in the tsunami. Start gardening again. Grow rice. And just complete disregard for the fact these people are going to be exposed to cancers and leukemias. Well, just the cost of doing business here. Now, more and more stories are coming on out. This one from Unreported Today. Regarding male infertility. And they're dancing around the issue, but basically they're talking about recent research shows sperm concentration and quality dramatically declined in recent decades. And again, I want to go on back and remind everybody about the epicyte gene. This was a genetically modified corn originally funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And this epicyte gene, when eaten, tricks your body into reacting to sperm as if it's an infection. It generates antibodies to sperm. Now, like so many other GMO crops, this plant was tested in open fields. And we have already seen from other examples, the pollen from these GMO plants can travel amazing distances. That little Monsanto 10-yard safety barrier, it's nonsense. It does not work. The wind carries the pollen. Birds carry the pollen. Bees carry the pollen. There was a big stink, a lawsuit, in fact, from natural organic wheat farmers in Oregon. We're growing a crop for export to China. They sent it on over there. China tested it and said, no, this has got GMO in it. And when they got done investigating, they found out this cornfield in Oregon had been contaminated by pollen from an unapproved GMO wheat being test grown three states away. That's how far this pollen can get. So if this epicyte gene has gone into the wild, and it probably has, then it's infecting other species of corn. And people who are eating this corn, are the men who eat the corn, yeah, their sperm is going to start declining. The women who eat the corn cannot be made pregnant. And when you look at the sudden decline in birth rates in the United States, you see that it is primarily focused on the Hispanic population, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn. Now, if this has happened, we're looking at a potential extinction-level event where humans will not be able to reproduce anymore at all. But I'm sure Monsanto already has the Roundup Ready baby ready to sell to the rich people. go down a little computer list and say, I want blonde hair and green eyes, a girl, high IQ. Just design the child right there. But again, if this epicyte gene, and by the way, it's now co-owned by Monsanto and one other company. Why did the USDA develop it? And is this the reason that all of a sudden researchers are showing male sperm is on the decline? They don't say it in this article. What they do is they say, oh, it's modern living. It's clothing are too tight. It's a diet and lack of exercise. Maybe, could be. Can't rule it out. We ought to be taking a closer look at just where that epicyte gene has wound up. Because it was test grown in open fields. And that means the potential for the pollen to have escaped into the wild is very, very real. And we need to look at that. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And we'll be right back with the rest of this hour after these few words.
Medicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea, and it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Children. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour here. And apparently there is a major outage for Verizon over in Florida right now. Looks like the entire state pretty much has had a major issue there. So, again, third world to stand type infrastructure. Now then, getting on back here, a couple of stories as we go to the top of the hour and the lovely lady Claire. Apparently, the Netherlands have been testing a new controversial phishing technique, which is banned by the European Union in general, but can be used on an experimental basis. And apparently what they do is they drop a couple of wires into the ocean, spread wide apart, and they send a huge electric pulse between the wires. And basically it electrocutes the fish. And environmentalists are out there saying that, you know, this is horrible, the fish are suffering, and so forth and so on. But fishermen using the technique are saying the new techniques are less damaging to the environment, especially the bottom corals, than traditional beam trawling. And you want to think about it. If the electrocution kills the fish instantly, how is that more cruel than having them dangling on a hook, on a hook line for 24 hours, or being hauled up in a net and literally suffocating to death on the deck of the ship? So I think in this case, this is probably a technology that should continue to be used. Of course, it's indiscriminate. You're going to be killing a lot of fish that have no commercial value. But the debate on that will rage on as well. Now, this is a very bizarre story, and it gets back to this whole issue of clergy sexual predators. And apparently, this was being reported over in Oraz.com. There was this 12-year-old boy was a victim of rape at this Christian school. And he was told by the headmaster to turn the other cheek, little innuendo there, for those of you who are not paying attention, and then went on to say, everything in God's kingdom happens for a reason. And the school is being accused of, no surprise here, covering up repeated sexual assaults against the boy, downplaying the attacks, and refusing to report a rape to the authorities. And the lawsuit is seeking roughly $30 million in damages. Now, obviously, the issue is complex, where these clergy know there is a problem. And they are covering it up, and they're just not dealing with it. And these children are being damaged. There was a documentary that came out a while back on HBO. One thing I like about HBO is they do great documentaries. And I'm hooked on Game of Thrones and waiting for Westworld to come back. But the documentary was Max Mea Culpa, Silence in the House of the Lord, about children in a Christian deaf school being abused. Got to take a station break. We'll be right back with the lovely Lady Claire.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands,
and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.